Penguin Random House Audio presents Natalie Wood, The Complete Biography by Suzanne Finstad, read for you by Rose McGowan with Suzanne Finstad. For the Three Sisters, Olga, the Lucky One, Lana, the Survivor, and in memory of Natasha, the little girl lost inside, Natalie Wood.
Author's note, Los Angeles, March 2001. 5 years ago, I happened to see a documentary about Natalie Wood. As I watched the clips from some of the 50 movies in which she appeared from the age of 4, I was moved by the vulnerability behind her hypnotic brown eyes, by a pathos in Natalie made more tragic by her mysterious disappearance at 43, in the dark water she feared all her life. Her daughters, who were only 11 and 8 when Natalie drowned in 1981, expressed their grief with such poignancy the sadness was overwhelming. Natalie Wood haunted me afterward. When I discovered there had never been an authoritative biography about her, I felt compelled to write about Natalie's life and her legacy, which has consumed the last 4 years of my life. After interviewing close to 400 people, watching her filmed performances, excavating ships' logs, articles, photographs, birth, death, and marriage records dating from the 1800s, examining the sheriff's and coroner's official documents related to her drowning, making pilgrimages to every apartment, hospital, church, school, and house she lived in or attended, being taken by boat to the cove off Catalina, where she was found in her nightgown that last bizarre weekend. I am still moved by Natalie, who was as beautiful and haunting as those dark Russian eyes, and whose life is far more compelling than any of her movie roles. Before she became Natalie Wood, Hollywood's child, she was Natasha Zakhrenka, the daughter of Russian immigrants who fled Bolsheviks. Her fame and her drowning had been foretold before she was born to her mother, Maria, who claimed to be Russian royalty and who created the actress personality, quote, Natalie Wood, end quote, a tale as rich, complex, and mysterious as Anastasia, the role Natalie was preparing to play before she was lost at sea 20 years ago. From the time she was a teenager to the night she disappeared off Catalina, Natalie was struggling to reclaim her lost identity as Natasha. I am deeply grateful to the hundreds of people who contributed to this biography, including many who have never spoken publicly about Natalie before. My heartfelt thanks to her sisters, Olga and Lana, who inspired the Chekhovian theme, to Natalie's cousins, the Lyuginiers, for their treasury of photographs and Russian history, to Sue Russell, for audio tapes of Natalie's mystic mother and alter ego, Maria Gudin, to the Hyatts for invaluable confidences, to Natalie's close friends, Ed Canavari, Marianne Brooks, Jacqueline Perry, Peggy Griffin, Scott Marlowe, and Jim Williams, who bared their souls to tell Natalie's powerfully moving story. It is a tribute to their affection for Natalie that this book is further enriched by the personal reminiscences of Robert Redford, Dennis Hopper, Tony Curtis, Maureen O'Hara, Sidney Pollack, Carl Malden, and countless other legendary stars and directors whose lives she touched. I have tried many times in many different ways over the last several years to meet with Robert Wagner. My intent from the outset was to present a sensitive, truthful account of this tender star as a legacy to her family and her legion of fans. My gratitude is extended to Ned Comstock, the curator of special collections at USC, as well as to the staff at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and to Joanne Grazzini, who spent countless hours researching or coordinating transcribers, including the exceptional Hillary Gordon. Thank you to my family, to Tony Costello, Phyllis Quinn, Dwayne Razor, Louis Danoff, Marvin Eisenman, Charles Hyam, Pat Brusky, Barry Redmond, Ed Joubert, Doug Bombard, Betty Batauza, Ariel Kuchane, Diana Rico, and Henry Jaglom for further support, assistance, or insight, as well as to Bill Ogden, Jerry Abrams, and J.K. Selznick for guidance. Lastly, to my editor, Shay Earhart, for her patience and for sharing my passion to honor Natalie with this book. Suzanne Finstad.
Act 1. Star Child, 1908 to 1951. She does her hair up in pigtails like a little girl. Then she talks with amazing archness. Anton Chekhov, Three Sisters. 1. Natalie Wood never really existed. The actress with that name was a fictional creation of her mother, a disturbed genius known by various first names, usually Maria. How Natalie was discovered, why she went into show business as a child, her background, were all part of a tapestry of lies woven by Maria that began before Natalie was even born. God created her, but I invented her, her mother said once, after Natalie's body was discovered floating in the dark waters off Catalina Island the Sunday after Thanksgiving of 1981, when she was just 43. Natalie Wood, the celebrity, was an entwined alter ego of mother and daughter, so powerfully macabre her drowning had been predicted by a gypsy years before to happen to Maria, not Natalie. The person inside the illusion of Natalie Wood was lost for years, even to herself. Natalia Nikolaevna Zakharenko, the real name of the actress known as Natalie Wood, was a child of Russia once removed. Exactly where in Russia, we may never know, for her mother, the source of the family history, was an unreliable witness, a feverishly imaginative woman who lived in a world of her own invention, only occasionally punctuated by the truth. Maria's friends characterized this as colorful. Others considered her devious. Her youngest child eventually concluded she was a pathological liar. There was intrigue to Maria no biographer could fully unravel. She would have three daughters, Olga, Natalia, and Svetlana, three sisters as in the Chekhov play. For Maria, there was only and ever Natalia. Her consuming obsession with Natasha, Natalia's pet name, was the one thing no one questioned about Maria. The rest of her life was a masquerade, with Maria assuming different disguises. Natalie Wood's mother came into the world somewhere in Siberia. It was most likely the town of Barnaul, as her oldest child, Olga, believed in ship's records document, though she told a different daughter and a biographer that she was born in Tomsk. They are both close to Russia's border with Mongolia, near the Altai Mountains. Maria's early years were spent in this nethermost Russian-Asian region of the more than 4.5 million square miles known as Siberia, famous for its bitterly cold winters, romanticized for its forest primeval, and considered the ends of the earth. Maria claimed throughout her life to have grown up in fantastical luxury on a palatial Siberian estate with a Chinese cook, three governesses, and a nyanka, nanny, per child. But her most cherished belief or delusion was that she was related through her mother to the Romanovs, Russia's royal family. Her stories, whether true or not, and most who heard them questioned their veracity, kept you spellbound, according to a young actor who befriended Maria in the 1980s after Natalie drowned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?